This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. And we're going to take a moment to analyze what the Federal Communications Commission is up to. That agency has become more aggressive in fighting what it considers indecency on radio and television. Just this week, Viacom agreed to pay a record $3.5 million fine. That payment settled dozens of cases, including cases involving the radio personalities Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony. The company is still contesting the fine related to Janet Jackson's so-called wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl. Renee spoke with two experts with different views of the FCC's actions.
Bob Thompson is director of the Study for Popular Television at Syracuse University. He's worried that an FCC crackdown is having a chilling effect on broadcasters. Laura Mahaney is director of entertainment affairs at the Parents Television Council. She says the FCC is simply enforcing the rules.
I think what happens is if you don't enforce the law that's already on the books, then you're going to see people take advantage of it, and you get to the situation where we are now, and you know, you have pretty graphic content on the airwaves.
As in, just briefly, an example or two.
Well, Howard Stern talking about prostitutions and sexual behavior and that type of thing. Also, too, nudity on primetime television, you know, like it's 7 o'clock. It's like any other type of thing. If there's no enforcement of a law, then people will break it.
On the subject of the current FCC crackdown, Bob Thompson, what do you think?
The FCC does need to enforce its own indecency rules. On the other hand, I'm really made nervous that the FCC is going to start looking much more carefully at a lot of this content that I think an awful lot of the country does not deem indecent, and even the parts of the country that do deem it indecent seem to be watching it an awful lot. Most of this is aimed at protecting children, and there seems to be a movement that citizens of this country under the age of 16 could be determining what everybody else hears on broadcast television and radio.
Hasn't that been the case for years and years and years, Laura?
The Supreme Court has said there's a compelling reason to protect children from indecent content. And so, therefore, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night, there is a standard. After 10 p.m. at night, knock yourself out. But while children in the audience, there's a good reason to not allow certain images to be on broadcast television.
Bob Thompson?
There are two things that have happened that I think are beginning to make viewers think twice about what they thought was a very easy argument. Saving Private Ryan, a very good multi-Oscar movie, not playing on somebody's station, makes them think, well, I'm happy that Opie and Anthony, who are talking about sex in cathedrals, is no longer on my airwaves, but I'm not so happy that I don't get to see Saving Private Ryan on Veterans Day. And then that was followed up by the Desperate Housewives promo that played before Monday Night Football that, again, I think most rational people think, you know, you see that much on a soap opera, on the cheerleaders on the field. That really wasn't the kind of thing that I think a lot of people could get really exercised about as they did in the Super Bowl.
First of all, I do disagree with Bob because I think a lot of people were still upset because there's a time and a place for certain things. It's not Monday Night Football. Where I lived on the West Coast, I think it aired like 6 o'clock in the evening. A person, you know, getting naked in a towel, jumping on a football player. When I'm sitting down and watching something with my kids, I shouldn't have to jump for the remote control.
Are the FCC rules and standards of decency clear to stations, Bob Thompson?
Well, they are in a bad situation in that it is a very vague rule. The rule essentially says content that is patently offensive according to community standards. Well, of course, you can't get a consensus on community standards around a single dinner table, much less an entire community. However, I would make the argument that these rules have got to be vague. For example, I would say that under normal circumstances, a broadcaster would not want to broadcast a show that romanticized teen suicide. That sounds like a really bad idea. You put that on a list, however, and Romeo and Juliet goes out the window. These things have to remain infuriatingly vague so that the FCC is not invited to actually restrain content on a prior basis, but has to then wait till something happens and make the decision according to what community standards are at that given time, which, let's face it, change considerably over the decades.
Laura Mahaney, what do you think about that?
It is so important what the time and place and context and that type of thing, and whether it's gratuitous and whether it's used as shock value or to titillate. So people should err on caution. But for the sake of free speech and the First Amendment, I think that Bob's completely correct. You've got to make it vague.
Laura Mahaney is Director of Entertainment Affairs at the Parents Television Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bob Thompson is director of the Study for Popular Television at Syracuse University. Bob Thompson, thank you very much.
Thank you.